Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lovely little episode, back on the evens. 20, a bit of a milestone. Just as a clean, round number. Always love the number 20. But also, you know, there's this is our first remote record, and all told, I think we do a great job of it. It's fascinating, the time capsule component of this. This is my first time visiting England, and I'm clearly quite taken by it. I'm really even spotlighting the fact that it's full of English people, which seems, you know, you would assume that is self-evident. But no, this has got a lot of the ingredients for a classic episode. I'm up at 7:30 a.m. Tim's, you know, up at night time. We're talking about emojis, you know, a lot of emoji chat. Clearly breaking through in 2014. Probably, you know, this episode probably helped pave the way for the emoji movie that we would also later watch in 2017. You've got us discussing how we chose Grown Ups 2. Tim's fighting with people online. There's a lot of ingredients here for a nice episode. Honestly, when I heard this one, I kind of felt proud of us. I thought, good on you guys. You're finding something, you're finding rapport. And I was really excited for that young version of myself. I remember the gig I described going to in this show. It was amazing. Anyway, I really enjoyed this one, and I hope you do too. I think it's, you know, I think it's good stuff.
Hello.
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 Hello. Welcome. Hello.
Now you go.
Hello. Hello, Tim. Well, it's quite confusing, isn't it? Because we're not in the room together. We're sort of addressing each other through Skype right now.
See, we used to do that as it was a bit. It was a funny gag, but now I don't know if you were supposed to go first or I'm going, or
it's,
you know,
confusing.
Very confusing.
Hello, everyone. My name's Guy Montgomery.
And my name's Tim Batt.
And welcome along to the worst idea of all time. And I've got to tell you that between us right now, this really does feel like the worst idea of all time.
Guy and I have just struggled through approximately 35 to 40 minutes of technical difficulties after watching the film together. Together in a way, because Guy almost couldn't be further away from me in the world right now.
This is true. And also, your camera was working for the first sort of 20 minutes, and then it just went. And so I felt like I was watching. I got up at 7:30 to watch the movie this morning, and for a lot of it felt like I just got up at 7:30 alone to watch Grown Ups 2 in London.
Let's assess how depressing this 20th watch of Grown Ups 2 was. This is how I'm spending my Friday night tonight. This is how you're spending your trip in London.
Do you know how fucking beautiful it is here today? It's like 30. It's almost 30. It's like 20-something.
Are you shitting me, mate? What are you doing with your life? Get out there, son. Get out there, kick a ball around, mate.
Well, the idea is that if we do this now, I sort of get the rest of the week to attack London. But, I mean, we'll inevitably arrive at discussing London sort of momentarily, but I mean, let's talk about the movie. That's what the people listen to the podcast for.
I don't know.
They're all wondering,
true.
Did they enjoy it this week? Did they finally come round? You got into a fucking an argument on the internet like a loser. What happened there?
Sorry, I'm just eating almonds. I think the microphone's probably picking that up quite loudly. Someone put on my Facebook wall, they had like the financials of Grown Ups 2, and it was about how much money it made and how much it cost, and it was so profitable that this guy was like, hey, there's probably going to be a Grown Ups 3 because it made so much money.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, it's terrible or something to that effect. And a girl said, what do you mean? I don't get it. It was a great movie, even better than Grown Ups 1. What am I missing? To which I replied, functioning discernment, which
see,
she
that's where you
took issue with.
That's where you made your first mistake, is you antagonized someone, not only on the internet, but someone who enjoyed Grown Ups 2.
Yeah, but I've been so in a very
grumpy
mood.
There's two red
mood.
Flags there, I see.
I've been in a very grumpy mood the last week or so, so I was waiting to lash out in an unsuspecting internet netizen.
And then it sort of spiraled out of control. It's hard to take her argument seriously as well. I think her M key on her keyboard is broken.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Every sentence or argument she'd make had a capital M in it, and it was sort of, you know, it looked like a 14-year-old who, you know, when it used to be cool to do those texts where you'd alternate between lower and uppercase?
Yep.
I didn't do them, yep. But like it was quite a popular thing that people did.
Sure.
And it looked like the least time efficient way of communicating anything, because you'd have to use your caps lock key every second. I don't know, just a thought. Do you remember that? Or am I?
No, that's very much a thing. You're totally right. And I think maybe some teenagers out there might still be doing it to this day. They've probably all moved on to emojis now, you know?
Yeah, emojis are taking over. You see, they're releasing another 250.
Are you serious?
I saw a New Yorker cartoon this morning, which had a boardroom or like a test room and two sort of people in suits looking into it and saying, I don't understand these millennials, but I'll take their money. And it was sort of a regular cartoon, but then their faces were emojis.
Wow.
Thought, well, the New Yorker's commenting on emoji now. Emoji has arrived, as if it already hadn't.
Did you say they're releasing another 250? I didn't realise, like, are they all officially kind of sanctioned? Is that how emojis work?
Emojis, a big deal, mate. Emojis, like an app you get.
I feel like we're two fuckwits who barely know what. Like, I definitely don't know what I'm talking about. I get the sense. You certainly know a lot more about this than I do, but I don't think you fully get what you're talking about either.
I absolutely do.
Do you?
Stupid. You know when someone texts you and it shows up with like a million little fucking pictures of.
Oh,
like
yeah, for sure.
Of a
but
cat
like,
and a tiger and a.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I thought that they were app specific. So like Facebook's got their own set of emojis and Android's got its own set.
Those aren't emojis. Those are stickers. Emoji
oh,
is.
Fuck me.
Come on, think this thing through, mate, and don't bloody slander my knowledge of emoji, which is just shown expansive. I feel like it's going to be difficult for us to sort of get on the same movie watching wavelength during this period of the podcast.
It's not a bad thing though, Guy. Variety is the spice of life.
It is variety. Like, even now, I mean, it's just, I'm still sort of, do you know what I did last night? Do you know how quickly I've gone from the soaring highs of life to the crushing lows?
Tell me.
I went and watched Arcade Fire play in Hyde Park. This amazing, like, two-hour show. It was
oh
a spectacle.
God.
Surrounded by Brits. It was like 20 degrees. Just beautiful young British people sunning themselves everywhere. And then I went and had some drinks in Soho afterwards. It was all very cosmopolitan, don't you know? And then I sort of, around 1 o'clock, I got a bit tired. And I thought, oh, shit, I better get home. I got to get up in fucking 5.5 hours to watch Grown Ups 2 with someone in New Zealand. And I understand you're also making a sacrifice. It's Friday night there and you are
I feel
here
like yours
me.
Is bigger, bro. I feel like you're overseas and it's also summer where you are.
Yeah, well, and it's just kind of like, I'm hungover now, but by the end of this, it's taken so long to get to the actual recording. I've got to go out and start the day. Like, and it's sort of, I've got a big day planned. I'm meeting lots of people and I'm just going to be in shit steed. I'm going to be in shit steed all day.
All right,
grown ups too.
Oh, you're very important, Guy Montgomery. You're very cool. You're reading your New Yorker. You're putting forward biting social commentary on emojis, and you're in London town. I get it. You've outgrown me.
Mate.
I get it.
Well,
we all get it, mate.
When you say it out loud like that, it does sound like I've outgrown.
You're off to Arcade Fire on a nightly basis. It's fine. You're seeing big international acts.
I've outgrown this podcast.
You certainly have. It
no longer serves any purpose for me.
There it is, folks. Week 20. That was the one that broke the camel's back.
No, but I couldn't leave you.
Tell me about how you felt about the film.
I was quite weird because I was sort of, you know, those lucid sort of hangovers where you feel like you're in an augmented reality.
Sure.
It kind of felt like that. Like I was watching different parts of the movie, even from the previous 19 screenings. Like, for instance, my shining light this week was, you know, when Keithy's kicking the goals and all the sort of football players and coaches come over to look at him kicking the goals.
Yeah.
One of the second coach, sort of the assistant coach, I'm assuming, from the body language and where he was standing, he was wearing these weird sort of shin-high, sort of in between knee and shin-high blue socks.
That was your highlight?
And those socks were my shining light today.
Good God. Good God, that's a stretch.
Isn't that weird?
That's very
also,
weird, bro. Yeah.
And like I noticed, I have some theories that I noticed. Like, you know how when we first meet Tim Meadows, the guy goes, "What?" at Kmart?
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason he says "what" like that and has developed it as a catchphrase is because these people are so relentlessly mean to him. He just cannot fathom why they keep coming back and doing it. He's like, "What?" Like, still, "What?" And I don't know, there's a certain level of plausibility to that.
That's very funny. I like that theory.
And I also noticed that Kevin James' character, Eric Lamonsoff, or whatever, was a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
As a child, he was a Boy Scout. Mm-hmm. That's a detail I picked out. There was a certificate shown in the movie, which says Eric Lamonsoff, Boy Scout Association of America.
Oh, there you go. Background. See, context.
This is all from a London viewing early in the morning with a hangover.
You've brought a different lens to the film this time. You've brought a different perspective to view the movie through.
Well, yeah, well, I feel like being abroad sort of, it's still the same movie, but it is slightly different. I mean, I feel like for you, it's sort of bog standard Grown-Ups 2 viewing. Is this, what were you thinking?
It's watching it on a laptop screen, which is different. Usually it's on a tally. Usually I've got my mate by my side, so lonely. You're asleep for half of it. I'm going to call you out right now on that bullshit.
I was awake.
I actually believe you were awake, but you looked out to it. Because this is the cute thing. I had the movie up, but a little window of you in the corner of the screen. So I kind of had a picture-in-picture scenario of Guy watching the movie and me watching the movie.
And that's what I tried to get, but your camera wasn't going. I will concede I might have lost sort of a minute or so here and there.
Hither and thither.
Well, the thing with Grown Ups 2 at this point is I can shut my eyes and I know the action that's unfolding on the screen. I might not be able to pick out those details I just shared with you, but I know the basis of what's happening.
Oh, yeah. I think we're well acquainted with all of it at this stage. Hey, do you want to know my shining light this week? It was Taylor Lautner's delivery of when he gets given the monkey by Becky and he goes, "It's a monkey." It's real
stupid.
Funny.
Really?
When he first gets it, and he looks at it and he realizes what it is, he just looks at it and he goes, "It's a monkey." It's fucking funny, man.
I also enjoyed again. It's quite funny. So there's certain things I enjoy in the movie now, which I know you originally enjoyed, and you'd say I like these things, and I sort of fob them off, but just sort of be enjoying my own facets.
What are we talking?
One of them is the fucking blonde jock guy, Taylor Lautner's best friend, when he finds out that Tim Meadows is bald.
It's so good.
It's like he's never seen a bald person before.
Excited by it, eh?
Oh my God, he's bald! I got a wild one! It's just insane.
It's such a good moment because he's so fucking happy. That's what I love about it. It's seeing a moron just be over the moon about something, and there's something special about that.
Yeah, mate. I don't know how to. I can't will the energy to talk about this movie right now.
Yeah, I know what
you
mean, man. It's just it's difficult. Like via proxy, eh? It's difficult when we're on alternate hemispheres.
It's a different energy. It's a different vibe.
Well, tell me this. Riddle me this. I'm going to... Why don't I come up with a top three for you right now on the spot and you try and give me three? Would that be something that could work?
That could generate some sort of energy, some sort of buzz, some sort of vibe. I'm ready.
Now, I don't know if we've done this one before, but here we go. It's a big one, Guy Montgomery. It's big, it's broad, it's in your face. I want you to shoot from the hip here. Your top three favorite shots from the film.
Ooh, a fight.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Choice. My favorite shot from the film, number one, is it's at the party after Shaq jumps on the diving board. And then there's a shot of everyone sort of laughing in the fanfare. Yeah. And it sort of punches in like documentary on Kevin James sort of reacting. And that shot always strikes me. I always think...
I absolutely know the shot you're talking about, and I know why, because in that shot, both Kevin James and David Spade, you can see it, they're not acting, they're genuinely two dudes reacting to a moment that they're seeing. Like, I reckon they broke that diving board and they just rolled camera on them and didn't tell them. It's a very real, visceral reaction.
Mm, but it's not, see, but for me, it's I mean, I'm assuming, you know, that's true, but we're talking about the craft here.
Yeah.
You know, true. And it's sort of, it's the way it's done. I mean, if they did the whole movie like that, it would have certainly added a sense of reality maybe to it. Like, it's just a different, doesn't feel like your stock standard Adam Sandler comedy when they're shooting like that, when they're bloody shooting from the hip.
Sure. I hear you. It's good. So that's number three.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. Great establishing shot, right off the top, the sort of the vista. I don't know if that's the correct use of vista. What's vista?
I think vista's like. I used the word with. You go.
Vista, noun, a pleasing landscape. Yeah. Okay. Too easy. The vista of the trees in Connecticut as we are grounded in the town and the world of the movie and the setting of the film. You know what I'm talking about? At the very top, it says, and the only thing that sort of sullies the shot is it says grown-ups too in text across it in big letters right in the fucking middle.
Is it a crane shot or is it a helicopter? Because I can't remember if they're moving fast enough.
I would have thought a helicopter. Oh, no, it's crane. It's not moving too quickly. Anyway, I thought that was a pretty good shot.
It's a really lovely shot because the trees are pretty and they've shot it in a nice way. So... I back you up on that, Bowl. Great choice. Right. Great choice for number two, mate.
And number one shot in Grown Ups 2, the smash hit comedy from Adam Sandler and Friends released in 2013 is... my God. I'm sort of... it's weird. I could just pull any shot out of the sky, but I kind of want to honour the... the podcast and the top three and really pull out a doozy. I mean, do you...
And the DOP.
Yeah, and the DOP, whose name I don't know. Do you have one that's springing to mind?
Well, one that springs to mind immediately is the sweeping shot for the fight, just before the fight starts, where they're all coming down the hill.
Up the lawn.
Yeah, yeah.
You got very excited about that shot, remember, because you sort of... It had been secretly bothering you that you hadn't figured out how they'd done it. And
it wasn't secretly,
I didn't
put it out loud until I...
Nailed it.
Until I figured it out. I can't even remember what my big issue was, but it was, I figured out that they had a whole lighting rig on the move with the cameras, and you can tell that because there's a big shadow that gets cast as it progresses. It doesn't. Who fucking cares? Who is listening to this podcast? What am I talking about?
This is the sort of detail.
This is so stupid, bro.
This is the sort of detail that escapes mere mortals.
I feel
finish your explanation and then tell me about how you feel terrible.
I feel terrible getting into the minutiae, if that's the word, of this movie on something that's recorded ostensibly forever. Like, it's on the internet now, so that's it. I've said dumb shit floating around out there. I've gone too deep. Anyway, what I was saying is there's a shot and it's cool. They track up a lawn and you can see the shadow gets cast further forward at equal distance to the shot going up. So obviously what they've got is a big lighting rig attached to the camera sort of apparatus, and the whole thing's on like a truck or something that they're piss bolting up the hill, so you can see a rolling shadow go up. I got quite chuffed when I figured that out, because based on the shadow I kind of reverse engineered how they created the rig. But the real question is, who gives a fuck, guy, you know?
Well, I did. I asked for that information, so don't dump on me for one. I mean, I'm dangerously close to walking out on this podcast. You shouldn't be abusing me. You should be saying nice things.
Guy, you're a lovely man, and I appreciate that you've taken time out of your holiday, you know, to make it happen.
Holiday!
But you've got to appreciate that it's my Friday night.
Time out of your busy social life. Friday night. Big Friday night in with the lappy and the microphone and Guy Montgomery.
And grown-ups too.
Sounds awful.
The worst comedy.
Like awful way to spend time. Hey, I saw there's a little bit of, this isn't anything with the movie, this conversation should exist outside of the realm of the podcast.
Oh, please throw anything at me right now.
Spoken to you since I left. What happened at Big Wednesday? Like, I saw a few people on Big Wednesday, the comedy night at the Classic in Auckland. I saw like a few people posting on social media being like, that was a great big, crazy Big Wednesday. What happened?
Shit, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Were you there? Weren't you emceeing?
I was hosting it. I don't know what they're talking about, though.
So, but like, a few people were like, well, I can't even explain it. And
really? Who was saying? For everyone listening to the podcast, Big Wednesday is a stand-up comedy night at the Classic, which is on Queen Street in Auckland. I don't know what happened that particular Wednesday. Maybe that was the one... Oh, no, because it was a Thursday night. Fuck, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Maybe I was just on fire and I've forgotten about it. It's possible.
No, I don't think that would be it. It's possible. I don't think you'd forget about being on fire.
Happens so much these days that it's just like, oh, God, which night are we talking about, you know?
It blurs into one continually successful gig.
That's my life, bro. That's my life.
Life is like a gig that I'm just destroying.
Oh, dude, I've got to share this with you. I have a new mantra for life, which I posted on Facebook. I don't know if you saw this, but on Kimmel? No. On Fallon. Dave Chappelle was on there. Did you?
Because my life's dope and I do dope shit.
Yeah, bro. But you've just ruined the story because I was going to share it on the podcast and people were going to get the whole build up and everything. Now I can't.
But well, it's fine. Pretty much... No, you have to provide context, otherwise it's just a sentence I said. So go on.
So, Dave Chappelle is talking about the first time he met Kanye West, and this is before Kanye even had his first album out, but people knew that this guy thought he was the shit, and he was just a cool dude hanging around with rappers. He was at the Chappelle, like, studios or whatever, and he was watching some of the shit that hadn't aired on TV yet, and he got a phone call in the middle of them doing that little screening, because he was with some people who Dave knew, and Kanye picks up his phone, and he goes, yeah? Uh-huh. Nah. No, I ain't doing that. Nah. Yeah, I'm watching Dave Chappelle's show that hasn't even aired yet. No. No, I ain't doing it. Because my life is dope and I do dope shit. And it hangs up.
I like that you made Kanye sound like he's like works down the Boston docks as well.
Yeah, I don't have great American dialects
hey,
down.
Hey,
hey, hey, this
I
guy.
I ain't doing that. Hey, I'm Kanye West. Hey, I'm Kanye West.
Hey, guess what? George Bush doesn't like black people. Where's my coffee?
Yeah. Hey, George Bush, why don't you like black people?
George Bush don't care about black people.
Hey, I'm married to a Kardashian. What can I say?
Hey, Kim's giving me some shtick in the bedroom.
Hey, Kimmy, baby, come back. No, I love you.
Oh, God. It's devolved into Rodney Dangerfield, I think.
Yeah.
No respect. I get no respect from Kim these days. No respect. Yeah.
Take my wife. No, seriously, take her. We've lost.
Fucking hell.
Dude,
the absurdity of the situation could barely be overstated. Here we are, two young men in the prime of our life, our mid-20s, we're out there, we're getting it done, we're comedians, mate, we're living dreams. People go, Tim and Guy, you guys made it happen. I work in a bank and I dream about living the lives that you lead. And look at us, Guy, you're in London town. I'm here in central Auckland, one of the greatest cities in the world, on
one
a Friday night.
One of the greatest cities in the world.
And the thing that unites us is that we take time out every week.
About 2 years ago, Adam Sandler said, hey, should we make another one of those grown-ups movies? I could use the cash. That is what unites us. It's like Adam Sandler waking up from a dream and being like, I want another helicopter.
Fuck you, Adam Sandler, you absolute cunt. I'm blaming you. A lot of people could blame us because Adam Sandler didn't make us watch the film 52 times. He didn't have a gun to our head to make us watch it even once.
I think one of my favorite peculiarities is that it's like it was just chosen on a whim. There was no consideration for how the relationship with the movie would develop or the fact we were watching it 50 times. It was like, well, we want to do this tomorrow, so what should we do? Con Air? No, it's too good. Do Grown Ups? If we're going to do Grown Ups, might as well do Grown Ups 2 because it's worse. No research, nothing known about anything. Just like, okay, we'll just spend the rest of our life with that.
But dude, that's a really important way to go through life. Like, too many people overthink shit, especially shit that's going to affect you. Sometimes you got to go guttural.
You know, people try to plan out things so much these days, but don't think an unexpected child is loved any less.
Now,
you sound like Eric Lemonsoft's mum.
What you might not know is that Guy's quoting a bit in the movie right now. And I got to quote a bit at the girl who blew up at me on Facebook.
Yeah,
Hold on. It's quite
nice having that arsenal of Grown Ups 2 quotes to fall back on in any conversation.
Dude, I'm gonna, and this can probably close off the podcast pretty much, but I'm going to go through the actual exchange verbatim. I can't pronounce the punctuation, though, which is terrible. She doesn't have any capitals at the start of her sentences.
If you give me a chance, I'll find the post too.
And I'll be Tim.
We can do a role play. Yeah,
I'll be Tim.
I'll do...
You be the girl. I really should have blurred out her name. I feel bad that I didn't do that before I posted it up because privacy and shit. I don't want to start pitchfork shit. You know?
All right. Here we go.
A witch hunt is the word I was looking for.
Fuck, you're a loser. I'll play the role of person who thinks it's good. This movie was hilarious, better than even Grown Ups. Am I missing something? And that sneeze wasn't in there. That was an ad lib.
Then I said, functioning discernment?
WTF?
Maybe it's just the watching of it 20 times, but I have to say, I'm not a fan.
So, that does not make it not funny to others. Judge mental much?
Well, the term overwhelming majority is thrown around a lot these days, but it does have a 7% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow, so that must make you right. Bravo!
Thank you.
Thank God we have such great guides on these important journeys of what is deemed funny.
Oh, are you going by the convo? I was looking at the screen grab. I didn't want to go any further than that. What happened after that?
She puts a personal attack on you.
Oh, what'd she say?
A comedian, you say? Never heard of you. Lack of discernment, methinks. I is what I is, dribble, dribble. So, like, I don't even know how the fuck you type that.
She said that, and then, oh, and then I said, what did I say to her? I said something.
Well, you said, I know it wasn't your intention, but the way you worded that made it sound like you haven't heard of me because of your lack of discernment. It's like the opposite of a backhanded compliment. Oh, and now you know what my intention was. Brava. And then you quote the invader. Look, I think we hit some
soaring. Oh, no, no, no. You've got to read the quote, though, because it was great. Don't say then you quote Lenny Fader. What did I say? Beach.
I just closed the tab. You said something like...
I said, to quote Lenny Fader, why don't we all go our separate ways? I don't see any of these conversations working out for me.
That is correct. Now, Tim, I think the podcast hit some soaring highs today and some... We plumbed the depths occasionally. I've got to go. I'm meeting a friend for breakfast.
Mate, go. We're done. We're 25 minutes in. We need to get the fuck out of here. Go live every moment, love every day, or whatever the fuck Ario Speedwagon say. Can't remember.
All right. I'm Guy Montgomery.
I'm Tim Batt.
And this is Torture.
Live every moment. Love every day.
Yeah.
Cause before you know it,
you're precious.
So awful.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.